I want to wish everybody a Shnas Chaim Tovim v'Shalom, and may be zoche to have a year that's full of Chaim, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. Tell a story of a elderly man who was zoche that he and his wife were still ostensibly living well together, and he had begun to be concerned that his wife was no longer hearing as well as she should. So after Shacharis, he goes over to one of his buddies in shul, who's an audiologist, and he says, "You know, what should I do? How do I go about it? I don't think my wife's hearing me." So the audiologist says, "Before you bring her in, tomorrow you'll be able to give me a basic sense of what's going on. Just, you know, stand 30 feet away from her. She's in the kitchen and you're in the living room, and say something to her." And so sure enough, that day, and he says, "Tell me when she finally hears you." So that night, before supper time, he screams from the living room, "Honey, what's for supper?" She doesn't turn around. So the audiologist told him, "Every time, go a little bit closer until she finally hears you." So he goes 20 feet closer, "Honey, what's for supper?" No response. 10 feet, 5 feet, no response. And comes up right behind her and he says, "Honey, what's for supper?" And the woman turns around and she says, "I told you the first time we're having meatballs." Sometimes there's an individual who thinks that they're the one that's hearing and someone else is not hearing. Hearing the call of tshuva, and what is the call of tshuva, is not something that's simple at all. I'll start off with a heavy expression of the Tikkuni Zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar describes people that are in shul, and ostensibly they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it describes in very sharp terms that there are some people who call out in their prayers, "Havlon Mizone, God sustain us, Kiklovim Shaomrim Hav Hav," like dogs that say, "God, give, give." Wow. How do we avoid that? What is the essence of the cry of tshuva that we're supposed to hear? And how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't, chas v'chalil, look at us as klavim she'omrim hav hav? The Gemara in Kedushin Adaf Mem Tesa Mid Aleph describes an individual who is a Rasha. And he goes over to a woman and he says, "Hareat mikudeshesli al menas she'ani tzadik gomur." He says to a woman, "I'm going to marry you on the condition that I'm a full-fledged tzadik." The Gemara says that we're choshesh, that the Kedushin is valid, even though he's a Rasha. Why? Because Shema Hirer Tshuva Belivo. It might be a good Kedushin because in one moment he might have actually done Tshuva. There's an obvious question, and this is going to be the theme of our questions tonight. Three simple questions. The Rambam clearly tells us that when one does Tshuva, one needs to do Vidui. One needs to spell out one's averos and do tshuva. The guy didn't do vidui. In one moment, he's now married. So question number one is, how could it be that the halacha is that he did a tshuva to the point? He said, "Al menasha ani tzadik gomur." He didn't say that I'm doing a little tshuva on the condition I'm a full-fledged tzadik. What does Rambam say? It's a safek kedushin. So question number one is, how does that work if clearly the requisite of tshuva requires vidui? Question number two, if the Rambam clearly delineates in Perek Aleph that the need for tshuva is a person needs to do vidui, then why is it that the Rambam in Perek Zayin, when he describes tshuva on midos, there the Rambam says no mention of vidui?
The Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Va'al Toimar Sheina Tshuva Ela Me'aveira Sheyesh Be'maisa.
Don't think that the tshuva is only on actions, but the Rambam says it also refers to Deos Ros, Midos Lo Tovos. So the theme of the first two questions are, why is it that there's no requirement of Vidui to become a Tzadik Omer if the Rambam clearly delineates that in Perek Aleph? And question number two, why is it that in Perek Zayin, where the Rambam describes that tshuva is not only to change our actions, there the Rambam makes no mention of Vidui when talking about tshuva on one's midos. And in fact, you'll look carefully, when we say Vidui, almost all the Vidui is Vidui on actions, not on midos. So somehow midos doesn't have a Vidui to it. Question number three, our last question. At the end of the Bakashos of Shemone Esrei, there's a beautiful, beautiful bracha. And that bracha is a bracha we call Shema Koleinu. We start off, Shema Koleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our call, hear our cry. But how does the bracha conclude? Baruch Atah Shomea Tfila. Wait a second. We start off, Shema Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my cry. And we conclude, Baruch Atah Shomea Tfila. Which one is it? If we're talking about tefillah, then we should start out, Shema tefillah seinu. Why the emphasis in the beginning, Shema koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our cry? We'll start with the third question first. To review, question number one, why is it that there's no mention of vidui if the Rambam clearly says that one needs to? And yet, a guy could be a tzaddik omer without vidui. Question number two, why is it that when it comes to Midos, there's no mention of Vidui as well, even though the Rambam clearly delineates? Question number three, what does it mean, the emphasis of Shema Koleinu, if the bracha concludes Shema Tefillah Seinu? Says the Gra in regards to the last question. Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my cry, says the Gra, there's something deeper than words. And Rabosai, that's what Yomim Noraim is about. There's something deeper than words and actions. Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my cry, says the Gra, after we try to articulate with many different words all the things that we need, we realize that there's something deeper inside of us. There's the call. There's a cry. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I wanted to express, I really couldn't express entirely in words. So hear my call. That, Rav Soloveitchik described, is the essence of what the shofar is. The shofar is l'shmoa kol shofar, to hear the cry. Where does the shofar come from? It comes from the neshama. The avoda of tshuva is to go back to that primal, inarticulate place where a person reaches down inside, beyond the words, beyond the maisim, to a place that's pure and that's simpler. There's a well-known beautiful story that the Baal Shem Tov came in on Yom Noraim and he seemed down and he seemed despondent. And towards the end of Yom HaKippurim, the Hasidim noticed that the Rebbe's entire essence began to change. He began to project some type of simcha that they hadn't seen at all through Yom Noraim. And they said to him after Yom HaKippurim, he said, Rebbe, what changed at that moment? There's a well-known story that the Baal Shem Tov said, you didn't notice that there was a poor peasant boy that came in and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't even know how to read, but I ask you, I could say the words that I learned in Cheder before I had to leave to help out my mother at home to earn a little bit of a living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me put those letters together, Kamatz Aleph A, Kamatz Beis Ba. That, the Baal Shem Tov said, was the highest tefillah of Yom Noraim. And that means inside of every one of us, no matter what our actions were, whatever our words were, whatever the kavana we had prior to Shema Koleinu, the entire Metzias, our entire essence, could be transformed with that call. And that's what Lishmoa Kol Shofar is all about. Rav Osher Weiss Shlita said, that's the answer to what's going on in Perek Zayin in the Rambam and what's going on in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph describes a tshuva where a person is trying to change his actions. And there what's absolutely necessary is the vidui. To change your actions, you have to be honest about what your actions are. But Perek Zion is describing not kapara, get these words down, these are really important, two simple words. There's kapara, and then there's tahara. Kapara means to cleanse, to clear. And then there's something deeper. The tshuva of the Rambam in Perek Zion skips the vidui, because that's where a person taps into that call of his neshama, where the person taps in that to that tahara. And that's taharas amidos. It's no longer focusing on one's actions, but getting deeper to the sense of our character, the sense of who we are, the sense of what we want to be. And that, Lanias Daiti, is what the Tikkun HaZohar is describing. The antithesis of it. Havlon mizoni keklovim sheomrim hav. Is it about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just want to get and give? Or is it something else? Is it something else? What is that something else? How would you describe that tahara? We just gave the categories. So you take a look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the Rambam says so beautifully. And this Rabosai is the gold coin. I heard from Rav Beinish Ginsburg such a beautiful mashal. You have someone who's going in a foreign country and he sees something on the floor. It's a coin. But he knows nothing about how you buy a soda, how you get a soda, no a sense of what currency is. And he sees this gold coin sitting on the floor and he picks it up and the coin itself is worth $10,000. And he walks by a soda machine and he takes that gold coin and he puts it in and he gets the soda. Every single one of us, if we have some sincere part that wants to change our maisim, as we read last time in the Me'iri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a kapara. But these days have something that's so much more to it. Not simply kapara, but what we have is the gold coin of tahara. And let's not waste it. What the Tikkun HaZohar is describing is people are going to get what they want, but at the end of the day, all they are, they're so limited in what they use the Yom Noraim for. And how does the Rambam describe this gold coin? What beautiful words the Rambam says. The Hayom, a person who locks into this Bechina of Tahara, that individual is Ohe V'Nechmad Karo V'Yedid. That individual is someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls a Yedid, someone who's close to him. In other words, an individual that desires not to strike deals with God. God, I'll be okay, and you be okay with me. But someone who desires to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabosai, every single one of us can. The Baal HaTanya describes, I apologize to the Grus Kolofels, I'm repeating something I said in the past. The Baal HaTanya describes that these days is Melech Basada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the field. He's so close to us. But a person has to have a desire. And even we're going to argue in the next 3 minutes, a chutzpah, the gall, to want to be a yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that requires chutzpah. It requires us to be able to say, you know what, those assumptions that we had in the past about our relationship with God, it could be so much closer, it could be so much more profound. I told Avrichim a story. It's a tragic story, and the person who underwent that tragedy garnered so much of a lesson of it that he shared it with many, many. The story is quite profound, and also, I think, a very, very powerful message. The Dayan of the Eda Haredes here in Yerushalayim is in his 90s. His name is Rav Tuvia Weiss. Rav Weiss is a child survivor of the Holocaust. He was saved by actually no one less than King George. King George had arranged, after the Hishtadlus of some Rabbanim in England, for a special kinder transport from England. And sure enough, he with another 300, 400 children were saved. They were brought to England, and Diane Weiss became a Diane in England. But his parents and the rest of his family were killed by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem. Diane Weiss described to Rav Melech Biderman that when a few months later, after they arrived as children to England, they actually had a ceremony where they thanked the king for saving them. And all the children were instructed to line the streets. The king's limousine was going to pass through. And the children were all requested to stand and to salute. The melech was basada. The melech was there. They were told to salute. And there was one child, by the way, since I discussed it with the Gruskolo guys, this story, I found out the name of this child, at least his first name. His name was Wolfgang. It was a child from Hungary who actually didn't listen to the Madrichim. He didn't listen to those who were around him who said, stand there like this. And he broke ranks and he ran into the street. And he stopped the limousine. And King George rolled down his window and he said, What do you want? The child in broken Hungarian English said, thank you, my dear king, for saving me. But what about my parents? The king was taken aback, and he said to him, tell me your parents' names. And Rav Weiss told Rav Melech Biderman, there was only one child who had parents after the war, and that was Wolfgang, who ran into the street. The melech was basada, but that's not enough. A person has to have a desire to be a yidid. A person has to have a desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to have chutzpah and say that society has assumed that this is who you're going to be. You're going to be an individual who's going to get through life with kapara. No! It's possible for us to attain tahara. It's possible for us to be a yidid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for that, we have to dig deep down inside for that call. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya. In this time of Melech Basada, when the king is coming through, to have the chutzpah to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all the craziness in the world around us, when everybody says, no, this is the way kids are today. No. It's not only kapara that you could achieve. It's tahara. It's not simply going to one's actions, but it's asking oneself, what is the deepest source inside of me? And that deepest source is pure and can accomplish so much if we only don't get locked in to assuming what we are based on who we think we are or based on how others think we are. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeichet to a tshuva of tahara and a little bit of tahara, just a little bit more. A tahara that has a little bit of chutzpah. A tahara with a little bit of chutzpah could go so far. Be'ezer Hashem, we should for sure do the Rambam and Perek Aleph. In order to start, we need to do the vidui on the maisim, but to have the chutzpah to aspire for purity that every single one of us could attain. May be zocha to a shnas chayim tovim v'shom.